This is the Sakar Merli of the 2nd of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, even though you are far away from him, when you stay in remembrance, you remain in his company. By having this remembrance, you experience his companionship, and your sins are also absolved. Question. What knowledge does the Father, who comes from the most distant land, give you children to make you far-sighted? Answer. Only the Father, who is the resident of the faraway land, can give you this knowledge of how souls enter the various castes in the cycle. You know that you now belong to the Brahmin caste. Previously, before you had this knowledge, you belonged to the Shudra caste. Before that, you belonged to the merchant caste. The Father, who resides in the faraway land, has come and is giving you children this full knowledge to make you far-sighted. Song. The rain of knowledge is for those who are with the Beloved. Om Shanti. The rain of knowledge is for those who are with the ocean of knowledge. You are with the Father, are you not? Although you may be abroad or somewhere else, you are in his company. You do remember him, do you not? The children who remain in remembrance of him are constantly with him. By remaining in this remembrance, you stay in his company, and your sins are absolved. Then the time of Vikramajit, the one who conquered the vices, begins. When Ravan's kingdom begins, it is said to be the time of King Vikram, the period when sin was committed. One is the period of victory over vice, and the other is the period of vice. You are now becoming conquerors of sinful acts. Later, you will become those who perform sinful acts. At present, everyone is extremely sinful. No one knows about their own religion. Today, Baba asks you a simple question. Do the deities of the Golden Age know that they belong to the original eternal deity religion? Just as you used to consider yourselves to belong to the Hindu religion, and others say they belong to the Christian religion, similarly, would the deities there consider themselves to belong to the deity religion? This is something to think about. There is no other religion there that anyone else would consider himself as belonging to such and such a religion. Here there are many religions. Therefore, they are recognized by the different names that they are given. There is only the one religion. This is why there is no need for them to say that they belong to a particular religion. They are not even aware that there is a religion, because there is only their kingdom. You now understand that you belong to the original eternal deity religion. No one else would be called a deity. Because of being impure, you cannot call yourselves deities. Only those who are pure could be called deities. There is nothing like that. they cannot be compared with anyone. You are now at the confluence age, and you know that the original eternal deity religion is once again being established. There is just the one religion, so how could there be any questions about religion? You children have also been told that it is wrong when they say that nothing remains when the great annihilation takes place. The Father sits here and explains what is right. In the scriptures, a great flood is shown. The Father explains, apart from Barrett, everything is flooded. What need would there be for such a large world? Just look how many villages there are in Barrett alone. First, it's a forest, and then the population continues to grow. Only you who belong to the original eternal deity religion reside there. This is in the intellects of you Brahmins. Baba inspires you to imbibe these things. You now know who Shiv Baba, the highest on high, is. Why is he worshipped, and why are akk flowers, etc., offered to him? He is incorporeal, is he not? They say that he is beyond name and form. But there is nothing that doesn't have a name or form. Then to whom do they offer flowers, etc.? It is he who is worshipped first. Temples are built to him. Because he serves the children of Barrett in particular, and the whole world in general. It is human beings who are served, are they not? You wouldn't call yourselves those who belong to the deity religion at this time. You didn't know that you used to be deities, and that you are now becoming those again. The Father is now explaining this to you. Therefore, explain that no one but the Father can give you this knowledge. Only he is called the ocean of knowledge, the knowledgeful one. It is remembered that no one, not even the rishis or munis, etc., know the creator and creation. They have been saying, neti neti, he is neither this nor that. Do little children have any knowledge? As they grow older, their intellects start to open. Then it starts to enter their intellects where foreign lands are, or where something else is. Similarly, you children didn't know anything of this unlimited knowledge previously. This one also says, although I used to study the scriptures, etc., I didn't understand anything. Human beings are actors in this drama. The whole play is based on two things, the defeat of Barrett and the victory of Barrett. At the beginning of the Golden Age, there was that pure religion of Barrett. At this time, religion is impure. Because of their impurity, they cannot call themselves deities. Nevertheless, people still have themselves called Shri Shri. However, Shri means elevated. It is the pure deities who are said to be elevated. It is said, God speaks elevated versions. Now who is Shri elevated? Is it those who listened to the Father personally, face to face, and became elevated? Or those who have themselves called Shri Shri, double elevated. They even call themselves by the names that the father has been given because of the task he accomplished. All of these things are details. Nevertheless, the father says, children, continue to remember the one father. This is the mantra that disciplines the mind. By conquering Ravan, you become the conquerors of the world. Repeatedly consider yourselves to be souls. These bodies of the five elements are created here. A body is created, that body is shed, and then another is created. But all souls are imperishable. You imperishable souls are now being taught by the imperishable Father at the confluence age. No matter how many obstacles, etc. there are, or how many storms of Maya there are, just continue to stay in remembrance of the Father. You understand that you were Satobhritan and that you have now become Tamobhritan. Among you, you too understand this knowledge number-wise. The intellects of you children understand that you are the ones who did devotion first. Those who did devotion first must definitely have built temples to Shiva, because they were the ones who were wealthy. When the great kings were seen doing that, all the other kings and subjects also did the same. All of these things are details. It is said, liberation in life in a second. However, it takes so many years to explain. This knowledge is easy. This knowledge doesn't require as much time as the pilgrimage of remembrance does. People call out, Baba, come and make us impure ones pure. They don't call out, Baba, make us into the masters of the world. Everyone calls out, make us pure from impure. The Golden Age is called a pure world. This world is called an impure world. Even though they call this world impure, they don't consider themselves to be impure. They don't have that distaste for themselves. When you don't eat food prepared by others, they ask, are we untouchables? Ah, but you yourselves say everyone is impure. You yourselves say that you are impure and that the deities are pure. So what would you call the impure ones? It is remembered, why should I renounce nectar and drink poison? Poison is bad? The father says, this poison causes you sorrow from the time it begins through the middle to the end. However, you don't consider it to be poison. You are like an addict who can't stop his addiction, like an alcoholic who can't stop taking alcohol. When it is time for soldiers to go to war, they are given alcohol to make them intoxicated. Then they are sent into battle. Once they are intoxicated, that's it. They feel that that is what they have to do. They don't fear death. Pilots would fly anywhere with bombs and crash with the bombs. It is remembered that there was a war of missiles. You can now see the right things in a practical way. Previously, you just used to read that they brought out missiles from their stomachs and then did this and that. You now understand who the Pandavs were and who the Kauravs were. In order to become residents of heaven, the Pandavs made effort to melt away their body consciousness while alive. You are now making effort to shed your old shoes. You say that you are going to shed your old shoes and take new ones. The father only explains to his children. The father says, I come every cycle. My name is Shiva. Shiva's birthday is celebrated. So many temples, etc., are built on the path of devotion. Many names have been given to him. Even the goddesses have been given such names. You are worshipped at this time. Only you children know that the one whom you used to worship is now teaching you. We are now becoming Lakshmi and Narayan, whom we used to worship. You have this knowledge in your intellects. Continue to churn it and relate it to others. Many of you are unable to imbibe these things. Baba says, if you are unable to imbibe very much, it doesn't matter. You do practice having remembrance, do you not? Continue to remember the Father alone. Those who are unable to speak this knowledge should sit here and churn these things. There are no bondages or complications, etc. here. When you are at home and among the atmosphere of your children, etc., your intoxication disappears. You also have the pictures here. It is very easy to explain these pictures to anyone. Those people learn the whole Gita, etc. by heart. Sikhs learn the Granth by heart. What do you have to recite? The Father. Remembering him. You even say, Baba, these are completely new things. This is the only time when you have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the One Father. You were taught this 5,000 years ago as well. No one else has the power to explain to you in this way. Only the One Father is the ocean of knowledge. No one else could be this. Only the Father, the ocean of knowledge, explains to you. Nowadays, many people who claim to be such and such an incarnation have emerged. This is why there are so many obstacles in the establishment of truth. However, it is remembered, the boat of truth may rock, but it will not sink. You children have now come to the Father. Therefore, you should have so much happiness in your hearts. Previously, when you used to go on pilgrimages, what did you have in your hearts? What thoughts do you now have when you leave your households to come here? We are going to Bap Dada. The Father has also explained, I am just called Shiv Baba. The one whom I have entered is Brahma. There are genealogical trees. First, there is the genealogical tree of Brahmins. Next comes the genealogical tree of deities. The father, the resident of the faraway land, is now making you children far-sighted. You souls know how you enter the different castes of the whole cycle. Only the far-sighted father can give you this knowledge. Think about how you now belong to the Brahmin caste, and before that, when you had none of this knowledge, how you belong to the Shudra caste. He is your great-great-grandfather. You were great Shudras, great merchants and great warriors. Before that, you were great Brahmins. No one but the father can explain these things. This is called far-sighted knowledge. The father, the resident of the faraway land, has come to give you children all the knowledge of the faraway land. You know that our Baba comes from that faraway land and enters this one. This is a foreign land and a foreign kingdom. Shiv Baba doesn't have a body of his own. He is the ocean of knowledge. He has to give us the kingdom of heaven. Sri Krishna cannot do this. Only Shiv Baba can give it. Sri Krishna cannot be called Baba. The Father gives you your kingdom. Only from your Father do you receive an inheritance. All those limited inheritances are now going to end. When you're in the Golden Age, you won't be aware that you claimed your inheritance for 21 births at the Confluence Age. You now know that you are claiming your inheritance for 21 births, for half a cycle. Your inheritance will continue for 21 generations, which means for your full lifespans. When your body becomes old, you will shed it at the accurate time, just as a snake sheds its old skin and takes a new one. Our costumes have now become old, while we have been playing our parts. You are true Brahmins. You are the ones referred to as buzzing bees. You make insects into Brahmins like yourselves. You are told to bring the insects here and buzz this knowledge to them. A buzzing bee buzzes this knowledge, and then some insects develop wings, whereas others die. All of those examples refer to this time. You beloved children are called the lights of the eyes. The Father says, "Lights of my eyes, I have made you belong to me. Therefore you are mine." The more you remember such a father, the more your sins will be cut away. Your sins cannot be cut away by remembering anyone else. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Make effort for as long as you live to melt away your body consciousness. You shouldn't have the slightest attachment to your old shoe. 2. become a true Brahmin and buzz this knowledge to insects and make them into Brahmins like yourself. Blessing. May you be greatly fortunate and fill your apron from this open treasure store by knowing the importance of Amrit Vela. At Amrit Vela, you can get the line of fortune that you want, drawn by the bestower of blessings and the bestower of fortune, because at that time, in the form of the innocent Lord, he is full of love. Therefore, become a master and claim your right. There is no lock or key for this treasure. At that time, simply let go of making excuses of Maya and have just one thought. Whoever I am, however I am yours. Surrender your mind and intellect to the Father and be seated on the heart throne, and you will experience all of the Father's treasures to be yours. Slogan. If there is any selfishness mixed into the service you do, success will then also be mixed. Therefore, become an altruistic server. Aviat signal. Practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. There isn't any Brahmin who doesn't make effort to be soul conscious. However, to become constantly soul conscious, through which you have complete victory over your physical organs and each of your physical senses, you have to become satopritan and clean, in order to die alive completely to all your old sanskars and relations, you must be introverted. It is by making with this effort that you will claim your number. Om Shanti.